Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Shout out, Mulberry Barbecue. Get that great barbecue, ladies and gentlemen. All right. They now have two. If you hadn't heard, Jake, have you heard they have two locations?
I've heard.
How are your showers lately?
They're okay.
Need to add some barbecue sauce. Well, that went a weird direction. But back to Mulberry Barbecue. Delicious barbecue, great food. Two locations at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday. From 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, get incredible sides, get fueled for lunch today, or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, just off of Highway 2. I want to briefly go over Nebraska's schedule, but I got some other schedules that I want to get to quickly. Let me ask you, Jake, should we push more thoughts on Nebraska's schedule to tomorrow? Because we got through game five. Like, we're 5-0, guaranteed. You know, nobody can stop us. Offseason Kool-Aid.
And on a good note?
I can't fully. Yeah. How about we put a button on that? We'll come back to that tomorrow. We're 4-1, 5-0 as of right now. Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
All right, let's chat about some other schedules across the country. Again, somebody hates Northwestern. Sorry for those guys. That kind of stinks. You look at USC, though. Them dropping Notre Dame, which stinks for college football as a whole. We just keep losing rivalry after rivalry after rivalry. We got Texas A&M back, and that's great. But you don't have Nebraska, Oklahoma. I know that's been gone for a while, but still, you don't have USC. No, you don't have a lot of these. You don't have the backyard brawl. If you're a college football purist, the old Pitt versus West Virginia rivalry, all those games. All right. But what USC did do was actually pretty genius, because the way the calendar falls this year, each college football team gets one bye week. Not two. One. Except USC. You know what they did? They added the week zero game in Ireland.
Nice.
So then they get a bye, and then they get their other bye that they were going to get. They get two byes now. Ingenious by the folks at USC. Now, Indiana's interesting. We don't have a bye either, but Indiana, before we play Indiana, all right, as what was that, our sixth game, they don't have a bye week for 9 weeks. And in those 9 weeks, they'll play Ohio State, Michigan, and us in good old Lincoln, Nebraska. So they got a bit of a challenging schedule this year. You look at Ohio State, they play at Texas, at Iowa, at USC, at Nebraska. Then they play Illinois, Oregon, and Michigan. That's eight big brands or teams that could very easily finish ranked. And a lot of them could be in the college football playoff. Of this, let's see, of the top six teams in the Big Ten, they do have the best odds to make the playoff. All right. Let me start that over. They play of their nine conference games, seven of those teams will have better odds than just about any other team outside of the SEC and the top end of the Big 12 ACC. Those teams will have really good chances of being ranked and or making the college football playoff. That was easy for me to say. You go to Michigan, of the top six teams in the Big 10, they will play five of them. Michigan, Ohio State, Indiana have some challenging schedules this year. Penn State, every year they have a, what is the word that's used? Oh, yeah, manageable schedule. How do they manage a manageable schedule every year? That is beyond me. In fact, Josh Pate already has them in the playoff. A team that almost fell apart at one time this offseason is now playoff bound. That's crazy to me. I genuinely think Ohio State is one of the hardest schedules in all of college football in recent memory in college football. When you think about all the teams they're going to play. If they go 9-3, I'm probably going to pound the table and say they should probably be in. If they go 9-3 with this schedule, which, by the way, is the same thing I said with Florida. Oklahoma, that did not happen for Florida. Oklahoma went 10-2, got in. So we'll see what happens here. I will say this. When it comes to Nebraska's schedule, we're going to revisit a little bit more. We've already determined, you know, that we're 5-0 at this point. But we have some tough teams that we're going to play. We're aware of that. But the way it's laid out is not bad. We don't have 11 games in a row. We don't have 9 games in a row. We don't have long back-to-back road trips. We only have one part of our schedule where we have back-to-back road games. It's at Illinois and at Rutgers. Rutgers is long. Illinois is not a long road trip. There's no long road trip with a short Friday night turnaround. There's none of that. All of our games are on Saturday except Black Friday this year. The way the schedule is laid out could not have been any better for Nebraska. Now, we got some tough opponents, and we're going to be underdogs in at least half our games, if not more, and rightfully so. And Jake and I are having some fun, 4-0, 5-0. Like, we'd better be 4-1 after 5 games. I know that. But having 7 games and then a bye, and then the last 5 games, it's like the perfect place bye. It doesn't guarantee a freaking thing. I'm just looking at this, and I'm like, man, we didn't get Northwestern. We didn't get Ohio State'd. We didn't get what happened to a lot of these other teams. So the way it's laid out isn't half bad at all. The schedule itself and the opponents we're going to play, pretty daunting, pretty challenging. We'll see what happens. Any final thoughts before we get out of here, Jake?
Yeah, just look. There might be, there might be an opportunity for a Friday game to peek in it. So it's not been announced yet, but we could see in the next couple months, maybe, that Illinois game, possibly even that Michigan State game, move to Fridays, what I've heard from what Sean Callahan said. I'll just go ahead and cite the source when he was on early break.
So I'll be honest with you. I was surprised because I think, doesn't every Big Ten team play a Friday night game?
I think at least for the most part. Yeah.
So I was surprised we didn't have one. So if it changes, that wouldn't surprise me at all. And of course it would be Illinois. Why wouldn't it be Illinois? We always play Illinois on a Friday.
Right.
It actually would be nice because our only long road trip to Piscataway, we'd have an extra day off because it's the following day. We'd have an extra day to get ready for it, I should say. All right. Have a glorious Monday. Glorious week. If you're going to break into Jake's house, please do some vacuuming. Until next time, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bones.